space on the court. When you have a sports-related injury, Cleveland Clinic Florida is here for them all.
I am Val Demings. I'm the daughter of a maid and a chicken. We became Queen's Chicken. Protected, served, Florida, that's what I've done. Now I'm running for Senate to give every Floridian the same opportunity to live.
For every injury, for every athlete, for every time you get it.
Local IQ gives your business the digital marketing technology and insight you need to succeed with a massive reach of USA Today Network, providing you the best shot for growth. It's intelligent, it's proven to get results, and you can only get it from local.
Coming at you live. Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game number 102 on the season as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are in town to take on your Jupiter Hammerheads. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loftus here with you, getting set for game 3 of the 6-game set here on a thirsty Thursday night here at the Dean as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come into tonight's ball game. 12 games over 500 on the season, posting a 56-44 record overall on the season. However, 15-21 here in the second half of the season, 6 games under 500, which has them in 5th place in the 6-team Florida State League West Division. They are currently 8 games back of the Tampa Tarpons. Mighty Muscles 5-5 over their last 10, 27-22 road record overall. However, 6-7 road record here in the second half of the season. Well, pretty much everything the rest of the way is just a formality for Fort Myers, as they have already clinched a playoff spot by winning the first half of the season in the Western Division playoffs, beginning the week after the season ends on Sunday, September the 11th. The Mighty Muscles come into tonight's ball game with the best pitching staff in the league, statistically speaking, posting a 3.23 ERA as a club. Next closest would be the Clearwater Threshers with a 3.65 ERA. Jupiter Hammerheads, meanwhile, coming in ranked 8th at 3.99 earned runs per game. And speaking of your Hammerheads, they're coming in 3 games over 500 on the season, 52-49 record overall, 1 game under 500 here in the second half of the season as they are fighting for a playoff spot, 18-19 record here in the second half. Good for third place in the Florida State League East as they are currently chasing their hometown rivals, the Palm Beach Cardinals, 4.5 games back of them. However, overall in the standings, just a half game back of Palm Beach, as a lot of people smarter than myself will tell you this. Should the St. Lucie Mets win the second half of the season, who have already clinched a playoff spot, the next best record overall in the Eastern Division would go to either the Palm Beach Cardinals or the Jupiter Hammerheads, assuming Daytona Tortugas don't get hot. Hammerheads 3-7 over their last 10 ball games, dominant here at the Dean so far this season, a 33-16 home record overall. Haven't slipped up in the second half, 11-5 here at the Dean in the second half. As the Hammerheads so far, 3-5 record so far against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, having split the first 2 games this week in this 6-game series. And after being shut out 3-0 in the series opener back on Tuesday evening, the Bats woke up last night in a 9-5 victory, pounding out 14 hits. After falling behind from Jump Street 1-0 in the first, Yidi Capé answered the bell with an inside-the-park home run in the third. However, some sloppy defense in the fourth led to a couple unearned runs as Fort Myers put up a 3-spot in that fourth, chasing starting pitcher Sandro Bargallo from the game. It was at that point when a couple Hammerhead newcomers joined the comeback party. A 3-run blast in the fifth by Chase Luttrell tied the score at 4. And then trailing 5-4 in the sixth, Torin Montgomery tore the cover off the ball with a 2-run shot in the home half, putting the Hammerheads up 6-5, a lead they would not relinquish en route to a 9-5 victory. As managers exchanging lineup cards at home plate, a less colorful uniform ball game than last night, Hammerheads coming in wearing their home whites from top to bottom, black lettering Hammerheads across the chest, trimmed out with the orange. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles coming in all gray, top to bottom, Mighty Muscles across their chest, as it should be a good night of baseball here, as we'll get you set for our starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. Leading things off for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles will be Misael Urbina. He will be out in left field. Batting second over at shortstop is Tanner Schobel. Noah Cardenas has the catching duties tonight. Cardenas batting third. Keani Cavaco will be the designated hitter tonight. He's batting fourth. Kalei Rosario will be out in right field and batting fifth. Batting sixth will be Rubel Cespedes. He's over at second base. Laron Smith is batting seventh. He's over at first. Batting eighth and playing third will be Daniel Ozaria. And rounding out the lineup for Brian Myers, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, will be Luis Baez. Baez out in center field and batting ninth, with Jonathan Lavallee, the right-handed pitcher, out on the mound. Once again, Urbina, Schobel, Cardenas, Cavaco, Rosario, Cespedes, Smith, Ozaria, and Baez due up. We'll get you set with the Hammerheads lineups just after we send you down to field level for first pitch and national anthem. Sweet Lou Villano, take us away.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you all please rise, remove your caps, and join the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Jupiter Hammerheads in honoring America. Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Alan Marconi.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the past O'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Beg my pardon, that wasn't Sweet Lou Valano, that was Alan Marconi. Get him a Marconi Award out there, pumping out our national anthem before kicking things off here on this beautiful Thursday evening. Get you set for the Hammerheads lineups. Edie Capay will lead things off. He's over at shortstop. Joe Mack back again. He's the designated hitter tonight, batting second. Jacob Berry is playing the hot corner over a third. He's batting third. Freddie Allen will be manning right field tonight. He will be in the cleanup spot. Jake Thompson is out in left field and batting fifth. Batting sixth will be Javier Sano. He's over at second base. Torrin Montgomery coming off that two-run blast last night. Montgomery over at first and batting seventh. Cameron Barstad gets the start behind home plate tonight. He's catching and batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup, the hot-hitting nine-hitter Chase Luttrell with a big three-run blast in last night's ball game. Luttrell out in center field and batting ninth with the left-handed pitcher, Demivi Taneo, out on the mound for Angel Espada's Jupiter Hammerheads. Once again, Capay, Mack, Berry, Allen, Thompson, Sanoa, Montgomery, Barstad, and Luttrell. Speaking of the left-handed pitcher out on the mound, Demivi Taneo, out of the Dominican Republic, the southpaw, 6'3", 170 pounds, is the 19-year-old, making his second appearance on the season here with Jupiter, an 0-1 record, a 13.50 ERA. That can be deceptive. He's only pitched two-thirds of an inning so far, giving up just one earned run, one strikeout, and three walks in that one appearance with Jupiter. He started the year with the Marlins Rookie League. Great numbers out on the backfield. It's a 2-0 record, a 0.86 ERA in those 21 innings pitched out on the Rookie League. Struck out 24 while only walking 5 in those 21 innings pitched. Opponents hit 116 off the left-hander as we are getting set underway here at the Dean. I want to say mostly cloudy skies out in front of us. It's not a sun-soaked field tonight, folks, as Misael Urbina steps into the box 0-for-5 with a pair of strikeouts last night. First pitch, we are underway here, right on time at 6:30. First pitch, fastball 91, misses wide. Urbina coming in, hitting an even 300 on the season, three homers to go along with 14 RBIs. The 1-0, healthy cuts, swing and a miss. The 1-1. This one's skied right side, charging in hard is the right fielder, Brady Allen. He has room just inside the foul line. He will make the catch. One up, one down to start things out here in the top half of the first. Got to bring up Tanner Schobel to the plate. Schobel out of Panama City, Florida, second round pick in this past year's draft out of Virginia Tech. He'll take the first pitch slider right down Main Street for a called strike one. Alex Lowry is calling balls and strikes behind home plate tonight. Matt Wachowski is along the base paths, currently along the first baseline. The 0-1 just misses, 92 on the outside corner. Schobel 3-for-8 so far in the series, as he'll take the 1-1 fastball right at the knees in for a called strike two looking. Left to right in the infield, Berry's at third, Capay at short, Sanoa at second, Montgomery at first. The 1-2 tries to check his swing. He goes around. Two up, two down very quickly here in the top half of the first. That'll bring up the UCLA Bruin product, Noah Cardenas. leading the league in on-base percentage. Pretty good for a catcher out of Burbank, California. A lot of California guys on this team. First pitch. Starts him off with a slider right at the hip, in for a called strike one. It's a bright blue glove out on the mound for Tenayo.
Call is a strike.
As Cardenas challenged that call, it was not overturned. 0-1, backdoor slider just misses off the edge of the plate. Cardenas coming in working on an 8-game on-base streak. The 1-1 comes in. Fastball just below the knees. 2 balls and a strike. And Cardenas struggling against Jupiter so far this season. Just 1-for-15. As the 2-1 comes in, he skies at foul territory. This will reach the stands, first base side, and out of play. Noah hit 179 in the month of June, 246 in July, hitting 389 here in the month of August, has that batting average up to 239. 8 homers to go along with 32 RBIs, playing in his 79th game here with Fort Myers. The 2-2, breaking ball he lays off down in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Tenayo trying to get out of this inning unscathed. The pitch runs inside. Two-out walk issued to the three-hitter. That'll bring up Keani Cavaco to the plate.
The designated hitter, number 9, Keani Cavaco.
Cavaco having a good series so far. 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. The first pitch. Fastball on the inner half. It just misses. No shift along the infield as you have the pie chart. Pickoff throw to first back standing as Cardenas. Cardenas, even as a catcher, 9-for-14 in stolen base attempts so far this season. He's over at first. Second baseman Sanoa pinched up the middle. Third baseman Barry hugging the line over at third, the 1-0. Slider just misses at the letters. A little bit high in the strike zone for Alex Lowry's liking. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0, misses low in the zone. Nice sliding block by Barstad. Left to right in the outfield, Jake Thompson out there in left, Chase Luttrell, Manning center field, Brady Allen in right. Tenayo with his bright blue glove out on the mound comes set at the letters, the 3-0. Paints the outside corner for a called strike one looking. Three balls and a strike, two outs, no score, top of the first. The pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled straight back to the netting. Crowd still filing in here on this beautiful, thirsty Thursday evening. Relatively low humidity compared to the last few days. The 3-2 is skied out of play and out of the stadium, first base side. Cavaco hitting 234 on the season, 8 homers to go along with 46 RBIs. Has some speed to him, tied for third in the league in triples. The 3-2, he's going to foul this off yet again, back and to our right. Pretty good numbers against left-handed pitching for Cavaco, hitting an even 300, 18-for-60. Payoff pitch one more time, runner goes. This one misses low in the zone. Back-to-back walks issued by Tenayo to put runners at first and second. Bringing up the five-hitter, Kalai Rosario.
The right fielder, number 25, Kalai Rosario.
Hammerheads fell behind in each of the first two games of this series. They lost the opener 3-0. Winners last night 9-5, a nice comeback win by the Hammerheads. And got a feel for the fellow walking down the concourse level right there wearing a Washington Nationals Juan Soto jersey. Wonder if he got that as a bargain. First pitch ruled a ball. It's going to be challenged by Cameron Barstad. Successful challenge by Barstad. That ball turns into the strike. Count is no balls and a strike. 0-1. Both runners go. Pitch misses down. The throw down to second. Not in time. It's going to go into center field. Coming in to score will be Noah Cardenas. I don't think Sanoa was expecting the throw to come down to second. Both runners broke on the play. Cardenas broke for third. Cavaco broke for second. Sanoa late getting to the bag. The throw was right on top of the bag. As it gets past the glove of Sanoa and into center field, it's a 1-0 ball game. Counts 1-1 on Rosario. Runner in scoring position. The pitch. Slider just misses on the inner half. Rosario batting just 209 with runners in scoring position so far this season. He has a man down at second. Taneo gets the one he wants. His 25th pitch of the inning misses down and in. Hitters count 3-0. Second baseman Sanoa pinched up the middle left side of the infield expecting a pull. Taneo checks the runner at second to 3-1. Misses down and away. 3 straight walks issued by the left-hander. And that's going to bring a visit out to the mound by his battery mate, Cameron Barstad. A good start to the inning. Induced a fly out to Urbina. Struck out Schoble, but then 3 straight walks to Cardenas, Cavaca, and now Rosario. As we're going to have a full meeting of the minds out on the mound as Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, trots out there. And looking at the scoreboard, Taneo still has the no-hitter intact. Gives us time for some scores around the Florida State League. They're scoreless over in Clearwater on the West Coast. The Mets taking on the Threshers. They're in the bottom half of the first. Tampa Tarpons jumping out to an early 2-0 lead against the Dunedin Blue Jays. They're in the top half of the first. Underway over in Bradenton between the Palm Beach Cardinals. The first place Palm Beach Cardinals taking on Bradenton. And as for the big club, the Miami Marlins dodged a bullet today. They avoided the sweep with a 3-0 victory up in Philadelphia. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, Rubel Cespedes at the plate, the first pitch. Lays off the slider, down and away. 27 pitches, just 12 strikes for Taneo. As a right-hander starts to loosen up already here for the Jupiter Hammerheads, third base side. The 1-0. A tight strike zone right there by Laurie, but if you're not going to throw strikes, he's not going to give it to you. Challenge by Barstad.
Challenge is upheld. Call is a ball.
And the call is not overturned. 2-0 as Barstad tried framing it for Alex Laurie behind the dish. The 2-0 shows bunt. Pulls back to Cespedes and it misses wide. 3-0. We mentioned during the pregame just the second appearance here for Demivi Taneo, the left-handed pitcher, the 19-year-old. Here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Only went 2/3 of an inning in his first appearance. The 3-0 shows bunt, pulls back. It's taken for a ball. That'll load the bases.
First baseman, number 40, LaRon Smith.
4 straight walks by the left-hander. Certainly not how he drew it up as the Hammerheads fighting for a playoff spot right now. Exactly 1 month to go before the season ends. The first pitch to the seven-hitter LaRon Smith. Fastball, 89, misses wide. And conceivably, it could be the last batter Tenayo faces here. The 1-0. Right down Main Street for a called strike. One looking.
Challenge call is overturned. Call is a ball.
Oh, and LaRon Smith challenges the call. I have to fix my scorebook. Where's the whiteout? Count as two balls and no strikes. I'm not sure where that pitch missed, to be honest with you. Smith out of Alberta, Canada. 25th round pick. Drafted by the Twins in 2018. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Bases loaded, two outs to pitch. Fastball, carbon copy of that last pitch, in for a called strike one as a ball comes in from the bullpen as it sails all the way behind home plate. It's like a right-hander warming up out there. Try to get you a name and a number in just a moment. It's like Yuri Montero out there. The 2-1. Jammed him in on the hands. Fouled straight back. Counts two balls and two strikes. Already 34 pitches here in the top half of the first. Tenayo retired the first two batters in order. However, four straight walks. Be a blessing in disguise if he could get out of this, only surrendering the one run. Bases loaded, deuces wild, 2-2 the pitch. Check swing called, third strike on the outside edge, freezes Smith. Not exactly how they drew it up, but only one run in the inning for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Middle of the first here at the Dean.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the first. Hammerheads dodged a bullet right there as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles left the bases loaded. Edie Capé will lead things off. He'll take the first pitch in for a called strike one against tonight's starting right-handed pitcher, Jonathan Lavallee. 0-1, pounds the fastball right down Broadway for a called strike two looking. Lavallee, 6'4", 240, the 23-year-old out of Simi Valley, California, 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Capé, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Retired on three pitches.
Designated hitter number 43, Joe Mack.
Level A, 16th round pick out of Long Beach State back in 2021 by the Minnesota Twins, making his second start on the season. Just 11 innings pitched coming into tonight's ballgame. The first pitch to Mack misses upstairs for ball one. 0-0 record, a 2.45 ERA. His ninth appearance on the season. The 1-0 fouled straight back. Mack had the catching duties last night. He's a designated hitter tonight. Solid 388 on base percentage. A healthy cut at the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Joe playing in his 17th game here with Jupiter. 1-for-8 so far in the series. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. The 1-2. Fastball just below the knees. It caught the plate. It's rolled a ball. Catcher Noah Cardenas not challenging that call, though he might have. From the belt, the windup, the 2-2. Misses upstairs. Lavallette working from the first base side of the rubber. Doesn't really have a windup. He comes set at the belt and then winds up. The payoff pitch misses wide. Good eye by Joe Mack. One out base runner is aboard. That'll bring up Jacob Berry to the plate.
Third baseman, number 9, Jacob Berry.
Berry, first round pick, 6th overall by the Marlins in the 2022 draft a couple weeks ago. Playing in his 8th game here is Jacob, 5 game on base streak. Stands in batting from the left-hand side against the righty. Lavallette, the first pitch, grounded right-hand side. First baseman Smith will field it. He'll take it to the bag himself. Moving down to second is Mack on the 3 unassisted putout.
I'll
bring up the dangerous Brady Allen to the plate. He's having a good series so far. 4-for-9, 3 hits in last night's affair. Brady coming in 3-game hit streak, 8-game on base streak. He has a runner in scoring position. The first pitch lays off. Fastball outside corner. It's ruled a strike. I would have challenged it. From the belt, Lavallette checks the runner at second. Does a double take. The 0-1 misses upstairs. Allen has his batting average up to .240 on the season. 8 homers to go along with 48 RBIs. The 1-1 skied out to right. Rosario, the right fielder, comes in. The second baseman goes out, and Rosario practically pushes the second baseman Cespedes out of the way and says, "That's mine," and he'll make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in the home half of the first. Hammerheads turned away. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left stranded. We're going to the second here in Jupiter, Florida. 1-0, Fort Myers.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. 1, okay, cool guy. 2, 3 times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here in Jupiter, Florida. Brian Loftus with you on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network. 8-9-1 due up for Fort Myers. Osorio followed by Baez, flipping it back to the top of the order. Urbina due up this half inning. Demevi Taneo back out for his second inning of work after 35 pitches in the first. The first pitch to Ozaria, skied first baseside, foul territory. Montgomery's under it. He'll make the catch. One pitch, one out to kick things off here in the top half of the second. Just how he drew it up. Still a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. Yuri Montero for the Hammerheads. That'll bring up Luis Baez to the plate, batting from the right-hand side. The first pitch tries to paint the outside corner with a fastball. Just misses wide. Baez hitting 203 on the season. No homers to go along with 15 RBIs. The 1-0 backdoor slider catches the heart of the plate looking. Infield straight away, outfield straight away. The 1-1 paints the inside corner, much to the chagrin of Baez, who challenges the call right on cue. And much to his dismay, it's still ruled a strike. Counts one ball and two strikes. Taneo lines the 1-2. Swing and a miss. 92 on the outside corner. Baez couldn't catch up to it. Third strikeout on the early evening for starting pitcher Demevi Taneo.
Left fielder number 8, Misael Urbina.
Misael Urbina will step into the box. And much like the first inning started, first two batters retired. See if Taneo can complete this in order. First pitch, skied out of play, into the stands, right field line. Urbina 0 for 1, flew out to right to lead off the ball game back in the first. Taneo working from the center of the rubber, winds, delivers the 0-1, misses wide. One-one. Misses off the plate. Nobody really has to wear their sunglasses tonight. It's pretty much a hazy sky. Not too cloudy, but the clouds are winning the battle against the sun. The 2-1, a healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Like I mentioned earlier, very little humidity down here in South Florida. We'll take it any way we can get it. The 2-2. Swung on sky, this will go over my head, possibly off the roof. Some lady called for it, she didn't catch it. And will this come off the roof? We will see. Everybody hold their heads. 45 pitches for Taneo, 22 strikes, 23 balls. The 2-2 yet again. Backdoor breaking ball misses off the plate. Urbina just 1 for 10 in the series so far to this point. The payoff pitch. Swung on, this ball's roped into left center field for a base hit. Cutting it off will be Jake Thompson. The throw will come into second. Urbina makes a wide turn at first. He will hold there. It's a two-out single. And much like the first inning, Taneo unable to retire the side in order after getting the first two outs. Tanner Schobel will step into the box, batting from the right-hand side against the lefty Taneo. Taneo set at the belt the first pitch. Jammed him in on the hand, skied out of play. Tanner Schobel with the legendary, just turned 21 back in June, the legendary June 4th birthday. It's good work by him. Virginia Tech Hokie product. 0-1. Misses down and away. Nice sliding block by Barstad. And Barstad is pretty much the veteran catcher presence behind home plate. Probably teaching the young Joe Mack all his nuances. Pickoff throw to first. Back standing is Urbina. If you ask Joe Mack, there's a couple balls that went through his legs last night, right through the wickets, that I'm sure he wished he had back, but they got the win. 1-1, leaping grab over at short. Yidi Capé steals a hit away from Tanner Schobel, robbing him of extra bases. The shortstop flashing the leather for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left stranded. We're going to the home half of the second. 1-0 Fort Myers.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the second here at the Dean. 1-0 score. Maybe Taneo getting some help from his friends out there over at shortstop. Edie Capé flashing the leather. Robbing Tanner Schobel of the hit. First pitch to Jake Thompson. He's going to drive this out to left. It is tailing. It's going to go one hop and over the wall. Tucks it in the fair line right inside the foul pole. That'll be a ground rule double for Jake Thompson, wasting no time, jumping all over Jonathan Lavallee. That escalated quickly. Thompson has now hit safely in 7 of his 8 ball games here with Jupiter. That'll bring up the hot-hitting Javier Sanoa to the plate. Sanoa batting from the right-hand side, runner in scoring position. Lavallee set at the belt, the first pitch, slider lays off, down and away. Sanoa coming in, 8-game hit streak, 12-game on-base streak. So far, 4-for-9 in this series. The 1-0 is going to drive this out to right field. Rosario will give this a look. He'll run out of room as it reaches the stands just by the Cassidy Cool Zone. For all your air conditioning needs, give John C. Cassidy a call. We don't need him tonight, however. It's almost chilly down here in August. For South Florida, the 1-1 slider down and away. Sanoa disagrees. Wonder if he's going to challenge the call. He does not. And the count's 1-2. Lavallee gets the one he wants from Cardenas. The 1-2 slider, same pitch. Cardenas tries framing it, does not get the call. 2-2. Sanoa hitting .293 with runners in scoring position so far this season. He has a man down at second to pitch. Fastball paints the outside corner. He's going to challenge this right away. And the call is upheld. It is a strikeout. Sanoa goes down on strikes. I would have challenged the pitch 3 pitches ago. But that's why I'm up here and they're down there. One out in the inning. That'll bring up Torin Montgomery to the plate. Montgomery playing in his 9th game here with Jupiter. Had a 2-run homer in the 6th inning last night. First pitch misses off the plate. And Montgomery came up with the Hammerheads down 5-4. A 2-run blast put him up 6-5. A lead that they would not relinquish. A healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Counts even at 1-1. Checks the runner at second, does Lavallee, the 1-1 breaking ball fouled back. Fans still filing in here on this beautiful Thursday evening. $1, $2, $3 drink specials. The 1-2, staying alive, fouls it back. Just past 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. Glad you're joining us. Brian Loftus here on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network. Love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Love to give you a shout-out on the air. Tell us where you're listening from, who you're listening to. The 1-2, healthy cuts, swing and a miss, late on the 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for starting pitcher Jonathan Levallee. Three strikeouts on the evening for the starting pitcher. That'll bring up the eight-hitter Cameron Barstad to the plate. Cam hitting just 209 on the season, a homer to go along with 9 RBIs. First pitch, he'll take down and in for ball one.
Challenge call is upheld, ball is the call.
Cardenas tried challenging that call to the catcher. Call is upheld, it still remains one ball and no strikes. Levallee checks the runner at second, the 1-0. Just misses on the outside corner. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Thompson leads away from second, the 2-0. Right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, right side of the infield. Expecting a pull right here as the second baseman Cespedes is deep in the hole. 2-1 misses inside. And Barstad ahead in the count, 3 balls and a strike. The 3-1. Ruled a ball on the outside corner, no challenge called. It'll put runners at first and second. Bringing up the 9-hitter Chase Luttrell to the plate.
The center fielder, number 7, Chase Luttrell.
Luttrell got things going for the Hammerheads offense last night in the bottom half of the fifth with a 3-run blast to tie the game when they were trailing 4-1. See if he can do it again here. Cardenas walks out in front of home plate, does the catcher, gives some defensive signals. First pitch, misses high and away. I don't really need to stress this too much, but 2 infielders to the left of second, 2 to the right of second base, as that rule is now implied down here in the Florida State League. This ball is grounded up the middle. It's going to get through and into center field. Being waved around third is Jake Thompson. The ball is bobbled out in center field. No throw comes in. Thompson comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Chase Luttrell, and he ties the ball game yet again. It's a 1-1 score. I had the shift been on right there. I think Luttrell would have been robbed of that RBI single. Just adding a little bit more offense to this beautiful game of baseball. We're going to go back to the top of the order. Yidi Capet at the plate. A 2-hopper to shortstop. Up at the DeShoble. He's going to throw a laser across to first, just beating Capet by a half a step. We saw him last night with the inside the park homer. He has some wheels, does Capet, but he's retired over at first. 6-3 put out. One run in the inning. We got a tie score. Headed to the third here in Jupiter, Florida.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
And we're back here in the top half of the third, all evened up at one. Heart of the order due up for Fort Myers, 3, 4, and 5. Noah Cardenas will lead things off. Walked, stole a base, and scored the lone run for Fort Myers back in the first. First pitch from Taneo. Misses down and away for ball one. 51 pitches for Taneo, 26 balls, 25 strikes. Seems to have settled down after that first inning where he walked four batters as the 1-0 misses wide. No activity in the bullpen for the Hammerheads as they have all taken a seat. The 2-0. This one skied behind home plate. Barstad throws off his mask. He's going to give this a look. He'll run out of room as it drops five rows deep into the stands behind home plate. With that walk in the first, Cardenas extended his on-base streak to 9 games. Pretty good numbers hitting for a catcher offensively. The 2-1 breaking ball catches the plate low in the zone, however, 3 balls and a strike. And Cardenas had himself quite the Sunday against Bradenton, 5 for 5 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. As he's going to ground this one to third, backing up is Barry. He will field it. Third baseman, hot corner to hot corner, Barry to Montgomery. 5-3 put out for the first out here in the top half of the third.
Hitter number 9, Keone Cavaco.
Hammy the Hammerhead getting the fans riled up down on the lower concourse right by the prize wheel. Might hurt himself standing on that railing. He gets some hugs and some pictures from some young ladies down there. First pitch to the cleanup hitter, Keone Cavaco, swing and a miss. Cavaco walked and stole a base back in the first. Bats from the right-hand side, the 0-1. On the outside edge of the plate, it's going to be challenged by Barstad. It's ruled a ball for now, and now it's ruled a strike.
Challenge ball is overturned. Strike is the call.
And here come these fans on Thirsty Thursday evening. The 0-2. Breaking ball, sliding block by Barstad. 1 ball and 2 strikes. It's only a matter of time before these $1, $2, and $3 drink specials kick in for these patrons down there. The 1-2. This ball's crushed out to left field. It's going to go all the way to the corner and one hop off the wall. Making the turnaround first, heading into second. Cavaco standing. The throw will come in. It's a one-out double for their cleanup hitter. That'll bring up Kalai Rosario to the plate.
Right fielder, number 25,
Kalai
Rosario.
Rosario out of Papa'iku, Hawaii, out of Waiakea High School in Hawaii, fifth round pick by the Minnesota Twins back in 2020. Walked in his first at bat. He bats from the right hand side. The first pitch from the lefty in for a called strike one, looking. Rosario having a tough time against left-handed pitching so far this season, just batting 175, 11 for 63 coming into tonight's ballgame. Taneo set at the belt, his 61st pitch of the evening, misses down in the dirt. And a right-hander starts to loosen up in the bullpen yet again. from the Jupiter Hammerheads, third base side. I want to say it's Montero getting back up for the second time tonight. Taneo set at the letters, the 1-1. This ball skied right side of the infield. Montgomery and Sanoa will give this a look. Second baseman calls everybody off. Sanoa will make the catch for a big second out here in the top half of the third.
Second baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Rubel Cespedes will step into the box, batting from the left-hand side. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Cespedes, pretty good numbers against lefties, hitting .417, small sample size. Just 10 for 24. Five-game hit streak as he stands in. Taneo checks the runner at second. First pitch starts him off with a slider, misses wide for ball one. Rubel out of Azua, Dominican Republic, hitting .250 with runners in scoring position. He has a man down at second. Cavaco leads away. Capay keeping him close is the shortstop. The 1-0. This ball skied right side. Sanoa and Montgomery will give this another look. Sanoa calling everybody off. Second baseman takes charge because that's what they do. P4 put out for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the third. No runs across. We're headed to the home half of the third. 1-1 score.
Court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the third. Joe Mack stands into the box. We'll take the first pitch low in the zone for ball one. Mack walked in his first at-bat back in the first inning. He'll take the 1-0 right down Main Street. It's ruled a ball, no challenge by the catcher Cardenas. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. .20 in for a called strike one. Hammy the Hammerhead serenading the fans just below our booth right here. The 2-1 fouled straight back. Wonder if I can get a high five from him right here. He's close enough. Counts 2-2 to Joe Mack. The pitch. This ball's roped into right center field for a base hit. Third hit of the ball game for the Hammerheads. Leadoff base runner aboard. That'll bring up Jacob Berry to the plate.
The third baseman, number 9, Jacob Berry.
Berry grounded out to first in his first at bat. First pitch starts him off with a breaking ball. In for a called strike one. Barry's going to challenge the call. And it is. Ooh, Barry challenges that successfully. Need my whiteout. Counts 1-0, the pitch. Grounded sharply foul, first base side. Don't need the white out now. I wonder, my father sending me messages here. I wonder if he butt-dialed with the audio message. The 1-1. Jammed him in on the hands. This one skied along the infield. Apparently the third baseman has it. Daniel Ozaria will come in charging hard, relieving the starting pitcher, Jonathan Lovelay, from having to deal with that. A P5 put out right along the third baseline. One out here in the home half of the third. It looks like the athletic trainer for the Jupiter Hammerheads will come out. And they're checking on home plate umpire Alex Lowry. I wonder if he may have caught the bat on that swing. Third base coach and manager for the Jupiter Hammerheads comes in, checking on home plate umpire Alex Lowry. He's standing on both feet. Seems to be all right. He's a trooper out there. You can't give these umpires enough credit. Battling the heat here in the dog days of summer. I know sometimes we get on them about balls and strikes call, but at the end of the day, they're better than some of these Little League umpires we see in the Little League World Series, although they are volunteers. Brady Allen steps in the first pitch, lays off the breaking ball down and away. Allen 0-for-1 on the evening, flew out to right back in the first. Mack leads away from first. The 1-0. This ball's driven into right center field. He's going to gap this one. It's going to go into the right center field gap. Making the turnaround second, heading to third is Mack. Allen will trot into second, standing with a double. Mack is held up at third. Hammerheads threatening here in their home half of the third. Fourth hit of the ball game for Jupiter as Jake Thompson comes to the plate.
Left fielder number 31, Jake Thompson.
The hot hitting Jake Thompson has a double already with a run scored. The lone run for the Hammerheads back in the second. Thompson having himself quite the series so far. Four hits and seven at-bats. He bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch, chasing upstairs. Counts no balls and a strike. Lovelay peers in, gets the one he wants from Cardenas. He's set at the belt, the 0-1. Misses low in the dirt. Nice block by Cardenas. One one score, home half of the third. Mack leads from third, Allen from second. The 1-1 just misses off the plate. Cardenas tried framing it for Lowry. Counts two balls and a strike. 2-1. Skied back into our left. Thompson, the Oklahoma State Cowboy, surprisingly an undrafted free agent pickup by the Miami Marlins in this past year's, I don't want to call it a draft because he wasn't drafted, but pretty good power numbers at Oklahoma State. 14 homers, 67 RBIs in 64 games. He'll lay off the 2-2 upstairs. He batted 352 in his 2022 campaign with Oklahoma State in the Big 12. Payoff pitch, fouled back. He's got two ducks on the pond right here. Mack over a third, Allen from second. Payoff pitch one more time. This ball's flared into right field. That'll drop in for a base hit. That's going to score two. Thompson makes the turnaround first. He will head into second. The throw comes in, not in time. It's a two RBI double for Jake Thompson, and the Hammerheads lead 3-1 here in the home half of the third. Two at-bats, two doubles for Jake Thompson, getting the job done out of the five spot.
Second baseman number six, Javier Sonoha.
Coming up right behind him is the hot-hitting Javier Sanoa. He is 0-for-1, however, with a strikeout tonight. It'll warrant a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Carlos Hernandez for Fort Myers. Trying to settle down their starting pitchers. Some activity starts to brew in the bullpen. First base side for Fort Myers. Nice piece of heading right there by Jake Thompson, fighting it off the hand, still able to pull the ball down the right field line. He tucked it in as the right fielder Rosario was playing more towards right center. Sanoa stands in, batting from the right-hand side. Level A set at the belt, the first pitch. This ball is driven into right center field. Rosario going back. He has room. He will make the catch just shy of the warning track. Thompson has to retreat back to second. Loud second out. That'll bring up Torin Montgomery to the plate. With some solid walk-up music. If you can name the artist on that walk-up music, give me a shout-out at RDC Broadcast on Twitter. Montgomery stands in batting from the right-hand side. First pitch right down Main Street for a called strike one. Looking. Oh, one. Lays off the breaking ball down in the dirt. One ball, one strike, two outs. 3-1, Hammerheads lead. Thompson leads from second to pitch. Skied out of play, first base side. Montgomery 0-for-1 with the strikeout so far tonight. The 1-2. Breaking ball jammed him out on the hands. This one's going to drop into right field for a base hit. Being waved around third is Jake Thompson. He will score without a throw. It's an RBI single for Torin Montgomery. And here come the Hammerheads. Three spot in the inning. They now lead 4-1. Jonathan Lovelace, the pitcher, got to be beside himself right now because he's thrown good pitches to both Thompson and Montgomery. Both batters fighted those pitches off. First pitch to Cameron Barstad. He'll lay off upstairs in the zone just above the letters. Counts one ball and no strikes. The 1-0. Called a strike right on the outside edge. Level A gets the one he wants. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, the 1-1. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Montgomery leads away from first. The pitch bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Cardenas, keeping it from going through the five hole. Ball's driven out to left center field. He's going to gap this one. It's going to be in for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Montgomery being waved around third. No throw coming in. It's an RBI double for Cameron Barstad. Hammerheads put up a four spot. Already three doubles in the inning, four hits, and that's going to be all for starting pitcher Jonathan Lovelace. His manager Brian Meyer will head out to the mound. We're going to have a pitching change here at the Dean. We're going to send you to a quick commercial break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Sterling, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now's the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, I'm Amina. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the third. Hammerheads put up a four spot, still batting. New pitcher out on the mound will be the right-hander, Anthony Escobar. 5'11", 230 pounds is the 21-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela, appearing in his 14th game on the season. No wins, one loss, a 6.60 ERA, 17 hits allowed in his 15 innings of work. Struck out 17 while walking 12 in those 15 innings of work. Opponents hitting a hefty 293 off the new right-hander out on the mound as, just like that, a buck called to Anthony Escobar, not how he drew it up. Sure, that wasn't part of their game plan. Runner at third, two outs. Chase Luttrell at the plate. From the letters, Escobar delivers the first pitch, swing and a miss. 94-mile-per-hour fastball. As the lights come on here at the Dean. One of the few games this summer where I have not seen shadows. 0-1. Chase is upstairs in the zone. Luttrell late on it. Down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle as much as they possibly can with that new defensive shift rule. The 0-2. Fighting to stay alive, fouls it straight back. The 0-2 one more time. Swing and a miss. Escobar gets Luttrell swinging for the final out to retire side, but not before the damage has been done. Here in Jupiter, Florida, a four spot. Crooked number on the board for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They now lead 5-1. We're going to the fourth here at the Dean.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fourth. New pitcher out on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Three solid innings by Demivi Taneo. It's like Yuri Montero out on the mound for Jupiter. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 1 run on just 2 hits, and no errors for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Yuri Montero comes in 6'4", 170 pounds as the 20-year-old. I'm not going to card him. Out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Ready on ready matchup. LaRon Smith stands in. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Montero appearing in his fourth game here with Jupiter. The 1-0 comes in, grounded third base side. Up with it is Barry on two hops. The third baseman up with it, throws down to Montgomery. 5-3 put out. And one up, one down to kick things off here in the top half of the fourth.
Third baseman, number 2, Daniel Osorio.
Small sample size for Montero out on the mound. 5 hits allowed in his 4 2/3 innings of work. 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Spent most of his 2022 campaign with the Marlins Rookie League right on the backfields, just behind center field. First pitch to the 8-hitter, Daniel Osorio, misses inside for ball one. Third baseman Barry, even with the bag, in on the grass over at third. The 1-0, this one's in for a called strike. The 1-1. Fouled at the plate. Osorio tried to check his swing. I think it went off the nub of the bat right there. Outfield playing straight away, infield straight away as Barry moves back behind the third base bag. The 1-2 comes in, runs inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The righty winds in the 2-2. Grounded sharply, foul down the first baseline into the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Montero working from the first base side of the rubber. He winds and delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss. 4th strikeout on the evening for the Hammerheads pitching staff. 2 up, 2 down here in the top half of the 4th. That'll bring up the 9-hitter, Luis Baez, to the plate.
The center fielder, number 11, Luis Baez.
First pitch, fouled at the plate. I think my computer froze. I'm not sure. The 0-1. Grounded right side. Diving attempt by Sanoa. It's going to go past his glove and into right field. That's all he could have done. He laid out for it, but it'll be a 2-out single for the 9-hitter, Luis Baez.
The left fielder, number 8, Misael Urbina.
Let's see if they can keep this inning going long enough to where I can get my commercials back up on my laptop. That would be nice. Urbina at the plate, standing in batting from the right-hand side. First pitch right down Main Street for a called strike one. From the belt, the 0-1. This ball's roped into left field for a base hit. It's going to go right in front of Jake Thompson. He's up with it quickly. Stopping at second is Baez. Back-to-back singles for the Mighty Muscles here in the top half of the fourth as they try to get back in this 5-1 ball game. Shout out to Apple Products getting the job done. That was a quick reboot on my computer. Two men on, two out. Tanner Schobel steps into the box. Montero peers in, gets the one he wants from Barstead. Checks the runner at second, the first pitch. Starts him off with a slider. He went around, according to Alex Lauer. He counts no balls and a strike. Schobel 0 for 2 on the evening. Struck out in the first, was robbed of extra bases in the second by Yidi Capay, the shortstop. Because I think Barstad may have been crossed up right there by Montero as Barstad trots out to the mound to chat things up with his battery mate. Schoble hitting an even 300 on the season. 3-for-10 all games have been played in his young career against the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 0-1 misses wide. One ball, one strike, two outs, two men on. 5-1 Hammerheads lead the pitch. Breaking ball just misses on the outside corner. Barstad's going to challenge it. And it's ruled a strike. Great challenge by Cameron Barstad. I love how they get that done so quickly. ABS system working tonight on this beautiful Thursday evening. The 1-2 just misses off the plate. Barstad's going to challenge this one again. And I wasn't sure he was going to get that. Counts two balls and two strikes.
Challenge call is upheld. Call is a ball.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on. Montero peers in, working from the first base side of the rubber. The 2-2. This ball's driven out to center field. Luttrell working his way over into right center. The center fielder has this one sized up for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the fourth. A goose egg on the board for Fort Myers. It's a 5-1 score as we head to the home half of the fourth.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the fourth here at the Dean, 5-1. Hammerheads out to a commanding lead. Top of the order to up. Edie Capay will lead things off, followed by Joe Mack and Jacob Berry. Anthony Escobar back out for his second inning of work. First pitch, fouled at the plate.
Everybody clap your hands.
I'm surprised Capay is not winded after his inside the park home run last night. He's probably still running in his mind. The 0-1 comes in. Paints the fastball on the outside corner. It's ruled a ball. Cardenas will not ask for a challenge, surprisingly, does the catcher. The 1-1. Slapped at, skied, out of play, first base side. Edie 0-for-2 on the evening. Struck out in the first, grounded out to short in the second. Left side of the infield expecting a dead pull the way they're shifted. The 1-2, he goes flailing at it down and away. Second time he has gone down on strikes tonight. One out here in the bottom half of the fourth. That'll bring up Joe Mack to the plate. Mack Daddy 1-for-1 on the evening. walked in his first plate appearance, singled and scored in the third. 19-year-old stands in, batting from the left-hand side. One of the big catching prospects in the Marlins organization. He'll lay off the first pitch down in the zone for ball one. Got that bright orange tape on his wrists. Marlins colors, the 1-0. Fouled straight back. Like we mentioned during the pregame, he came in with a .388 on-base percentage, which is a heck of a number for a catcher. 1-1 catches the outside corner, much to his dismay. He won't challenge it because he probably wants that call. Although Mac, who caught last night, is the designated hitter tonight. Barstad is behind the dish tonight. The 1-2 misses down and in. Although we might see Mac again catching behind the plate later on in this series. Six-game series between the Mighty Muscles and the Hammerheads. The 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball. It's ruled a ball. Cardenas was ready to throw it around the horn. He does not get the call. And the count runs full. Escobar winds the payoff pitch. Right down Main Street, a little bit low in the zone for Alex Lawrie's liking. And Joe Mack is aboard for the third time tonight. That on-base percentage has got to be astronomical right now. Jacob Berry will stride to the plate. We get a little wind gust up here in the booth. Some papers go flying. I need to get my paperweights out. Berry 0 for 2 on the evening. Hitting a shade over 200 on the year. .207 batting average. Small sample size, however. Escobar wants a new ball. Berry looking to extend his on-base streak to 6 games. So far, 3 for 10 in the series. Righty on lefty matchup, the first pitch. Grounded sharply, backhanded stab by Cespedes. The throw to second in time. No throw down to first, but a heck of a play by Rubel Cespedes, robbing Jacob Berry of a hit. Berry will take first. Mac retired at second. And the second out here in the bottom half of the fourth. Whoa. Flash some leather, young man. Would have been tough to double up Berry over at first with his speed. That'll bring up Brady Allen to the plate. First pitch. This ball is driven into left center field. That's going to go in for a base hit. Making the turn around second, heading into third is Berry. The throw comes in, not in time. It'll put runners at the corners, bringing up the dangerous Jake Thompson to the plate. Thompson coming in batting from the left-hand side. He's had a decent night tonight. Pair of doubles, pair of RBIs, pair of runs scored. He's coming up with two outs and two men on. Guess you could say deuces are wild here. Escobar set at the letters. First pitch. Runs inside. It's ruled a strike. Interesting call. 5-1 score. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Hammerheads lead. Escobar gets the one he wants from Cardenas. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. Right side expecting a pull. Outfield playing straight away. The long set. Pitch clock winding down. The 0-2. Fastball misses low. Pretty good sized crowd here for this thirsty Thursday evening. The 1-2, runner goes from first. A little defensive swing. He's going to flare this out into right field for a base hit. Moving on the pitch is Brady Allen. He's going to try to score all the way from first. The throw comes in. The relay is not in time. Brady Allen scores all the way from first. It's a 2-RBI double for Jake Thompson as he just threw his bat out there and served it out into right center. Allen shelling off the wheels. It's a 7-1 ball game. Four RBIs on the night for Jake Thompson. Nine hits already for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Javier Sanella steps to the plate. First pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one skied out to shallow left. Coming in is Misael Urbina. He has this one sized up. He will make the catch for the final out to retire the side. But another crooked number goes up for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They put up a two spot in the home half of the fourth. They now lead 7-1 as we head to the fifth.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fifth. Hammerheads not taking their foot off the pedal. Put up one in the second to tie the ball game. A four spot in the third, followed by two more just now in their home half of the fourth as they lead 7-1. Yuri Montero back out for his second inning of work. Getting set to face the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5. Noah Cardenas at the plate. First pitch. Starts him off the slider, misses wide. The 1-0. Fouled straight back. Seven runs, nine hits, and an error for the Hammerheads. A run on four hits. And no errors for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The 1-1. Slider just misses below the knees. The 2-1, skied out to center field, playable for Chase Luttrell. Moves a couple steps towards right center. Chase is under it. He'll make the catch for the F8 putout. One up, one down to start things out here in the top half of the fifth.
Number 9, Tioni Cavaco.
I'll bring up Keani Cavaco to the plate. Well, Hammerhead's providing this crowd with some offense tonight. First pitch to Cavaco, misses wide for ball one. Cavaco 1-for-1 on the evening. He's reached base safely in both plate appearances. He'll lay off the 1-0 wide. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Two-oh. Misses off the plate. Much like Teneo, Montero having a tough time finding the strike zone. 24 pitches, just 14 for strikes to this point. The 3-0 right down Main Street for a called strike one, looking. Out of the windup, the 3-1. Tries to paint the outside corner. He gets the call. Might have been a generous call by Alex Lowry, but we'll take it. No challenge requested by Cavaco. Count runs full. The payoff pitch. Swung on. This ball is a one hopper to second. A little humpback liner for Sanoa. He's up with it. Bang, bang, play over at first. In time for the 4-3 putout. That ball had a little English on it. As Sanoa played that wisely to the second baseman on that humpback liner. Second baseman stood back on it and let that ball spin right into his glove. To bring up Cully Rosario to the plate. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Rosario 0 for 1 with a walk so far tonight. Pretty good power numbers, 10 homers, 37 RBIs on the air. He's going to drive this into center field for a base hit right back up the middle. Two out base runner is aboard. That'll bring up Rubel Cespedes to the plate. Cespedes, much like Rosario prior to that single, 0 for 1 with a walk tonight. Walked in the first, popped out to second in the third inning. He bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch misses. It does not miss. It's called a strike at the knees on the inner half. Looks like the strike zone opening up a little bit. 0-1. Grounded up the middle, past the diving glove of Capé into center field. Stopping at second is Rosario. And the Mighty Muscles not going away quietly right now here in the top half of the fifth. Two men on with two out. Bringing up the seven-hitter, LaRon Smith, to the plate.
First baseman, number 40, LaRon Smith.
Smith 0 for 2 on the evening, 0 for 5 in the series. Runner goes from second. The throw down to third is in time. Tried to catch him sleeping. I think they're going to rule a balk, however. And Angel Espada is coming out to the home plate umpire, and he is... some words I probably can't say on the air, but Angel Espada is not very happy with the umpires right now. He has a word with home plate umpire Alex Lowry, and now he's trotting out to the mound to chat with Matt Witkowski. Out of nowhere, Rosario broke from second to third, and it looked like Montero stepped off and got him out at third. That escalated quickly, and now Angel Espada is going to have another word for Alex Lowry. Espada is none too happy. He is not thrown out of the game. He's going to hold his composure and has a few words as he walks back to the dugout towards Matt Witkowski, the base umpire, standing just behind the pitcher currently. Second and third, two outs after the balk. LaRon Smith at the plate, first pitch. Misses down and away. Nice backhanded stab by Barstad. I'm stunned they called that a balk. The infield gave the alert to Montero to step off and throw to third. And they had him dead to rights, and this pitch is going to hit him right in the back. That drilled him in between the 4 and the 0, right on the back of LaRon Smith. He will take first base. Not sure if that was intentional. I'll let somebody else decide that. But it'll load the bases nonetheless. Bringing up the 8-hitter, Daniel Orozia. As that'll warrant a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Glenn Dishman, probably trying to settle down Montero after that. right-hander starts to warm up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the 7-1 ball game. Now with two outs in the inning, you certainly don't want to give Fort Myers a chance to get back into this one. Plenty of ball left as Hammy the Hammerhead dancing along the third base dugout. I think they call that twerking. I get arrested for that. Osorio 0-2 on the evening. Struck out in his last at-bat. He bats from the left-hand side. Bases loaded, first pitch. Starts him off with a breaking ball. Catches the heart of the plate. Calls strike one, looking. Osorio popped out to first in the second. Struck out in the fourth. The 0-1. Tried to check his swing. He went around. Osorio disagrees with home plate umpire Alex Lowry. No appeal even warranted right there. He definitely went around. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded, 7-1 score. The pitch swung on, foul tipped in and out of the glove of Barstead. The 0-2 one more time. Backdoor breaking ball just misses off the plate, not by much. The 1-2 misses upstairs. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases full. The 2-2. Tries another backdoor breaking ball. Zaria does not chase after it, does not offer, and the count runs full. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for Jupiter. Payoff pitch, runners go. This one's fouled straight back. It's like number 22, the right-hander Kyle Krieger, warming up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads third base side. Rosario leads from third, Cespedes from second, Smith from first. Payoff pitch one more time, grounded sharply, first base side, staying down on it is Montgomery. He'll take it to the bag himself for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the fifth. No damage, bases left loaded. We're going to the home half of the fifth. 7-1, Jupiter.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela.
Home half of the fifth here at the Dean. 7-8-9 due up. Torrin Montgomery will lead things off, followed by Barstad and Latrell. 7-1 score, Hammerheads lead. Anthony Escobar back out for another inning of work. The righty delivers first pitch right down Main Street for a called strike one. Montgomery 1-for-2 with an RBI tonight. Had a two-run blast in last night's ballgame, his first as a Jupiter Hammerhead. This ball is roped down the left field line. It is in. He tucks it inside the foul line and into the corner in left field. He'll make the turnaround first. He will trot into second standing with a leadoff double. 10th hit of the ball game for the Hammerheads.
Catcher for 17, Cameron Barstad.
Cameron Barstad strides to the plate, having himself a night. RBI double in his last at-bat. Reached on a walk in his first plate appearance back in the second. Barstad came into tonight's ballgame hitting 195 with men in scoring position. He'll take the first pitch. Looked like a two-seamer, started at the hip. Came right over the heart of the plate for a called strike one looking. Big hole up the middle, right side of the infield, expecting a pull. 0-1, misses upstairs. After batting 190 in the month of July, Cameron having a hot August, came in hitting 400. That number's gone up after his 1-for-1 performance so far tonight. He'll lay off the 1-1 just wide. Two balls and a strike. Montgomery leads away from second. Escobar checks Montgomery. Does a double take. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Cameron out of Redwood City, California. Sixth round pick by the Marlins. Out of Junipero Serra High School. Out in California back in the sixth round. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch misses high and wide. Seven runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Hammerheads. Just one run on six hits, no errors for Fort Myers. The long set, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Just a six strikeout offensively for the Hammerheads tonight. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Chase Latrell to the plate. Some scores around the Florida State League. Bottom of the sixth over in Clearwater. The Mets have a 2-1 lead over the Threshers. Over in Dunedin, the Tarpons lead 4-3 over the Blue Jays. They are in the bottom half of the sixth. First pitch to Latrell misses down and away for ball one. Over in Bradenton, the first place Palm Beach Cardinals in the second half of the season. Cardinals trail 4-2. Bradenton batting in the bottom half of the sixth. The 1-0, skied out of play, left side. Just past 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. Glad you're joining us. Brian Loftus here with you on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network. Right-hander loosening up in the bullpen for your Jupiter Hammerheads. The 1-1 lays off down in the zone. Latrell 1-for-2 with an RBI single so far tonight. Has a man down in scoring position. Montgomery dancing off a second. Pickoff throw to second. Back safely head first is Torrin Montgomery. Two balls and a strike, one out. pitch. Lays off just on the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. Good eye by Chase. Hitters count 3 balls and a strike. Big hole in between third and short. Schobel keeping Montgomery close at second. Third baseman Ozaria close to the line over at third. This ball's roped into right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Being waved around third is Torrey Montgomery. He will come in to score without a throw. The throw comes into second. It's an RBI single for Chase Luttrell, his second of the evening. Hammerheads now lead 8-1 here in the home half of the fifth. And it seems like the wind has been taken out of the sails of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Hammerheads have put up a run in each of their last 4 innings. The lone goose egg back in their bottom half of the first. Yidi Capay steps into the box 0-for-3 tonight. He's trying to join the party. He bats from the right-hand side. First pitch taken on the outside edge for ball one. Now, Hammy the Hammerhead is a ladies' man down there. I'm not sure what kind of cologne is he wearing. I might need to buy some myself. 1-0, runner goes. Hit and run is on. This ball is driven into right center field. Going first to third is Luttrell. The throw will come in. It is cut off. Runners at the corners here. Yidi Capay joins the party. 12th hit of the evening for the Hammerheads. That'll bring up Joe Mack to the plate. It's got to be Hammy the Hammerhead. He's bringing all the good juju right there. Sitting along the Hammerhead's dugout, getting some pictures with some young ladies here on this Thirsty Thursday night. Now he's laying down. He might need a nap. Joe Mack has reached base safely in all 3 plate appearances. Pair of walks to go along with a single and a run scored. Stands in batting from the left-hand side. Escobar set up the letters. First pitch, driven out to center field. Playable for Baez. Tagging from third is Luttrell. The catch is made. The throw will come into second. It's a sac fly RBI for Joe Mack. And the Hammerheads now lead 9-1 here in the bottom half of the fifth. Jacob Berry strides to the box. Reached on a fielder's choice in his last at-bat, came around to score. One of the 2 runs for the Hammerheads back in the fourth. They got a 2 spot on the board now here in the fifth. Capay leads away from first. The first pitch in for a called strike one. I probably wouldn't expect Capay to try to swipe a bag with a 9-1 lead over at first base. The 0-1 misses off the plate. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. The long set. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. A healthy cut. One and two, 2 outs. Escobar, his 41st pitch of the evening. Here it comes, misses wide. Ball comes in from the bullpen. Good job by Angel Espada. The third base coach retrieving that. Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Escobar checks the runner at first. The 2-2. Jammed him out on the hands. This one skied out to left. Urbina coming in. Misael will make the catch for the final out to retire the side, but the Hammerheads put up another 2 spot. They now lead 9-1 as we head to the sixth here in Jupiter, Florida.
her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the top half of the sixth. Hammerheads out to a commanding lead here in game three of the six-game set. A 9-1-2 due up for the Fort Myer Mighty Muscles. Got a new pitcher out on the mound, Kyle Krieger, for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Another great birthday, we should mention. Kyle Krieger, born on June the 4th. Just child by the Hammerheads. Krieger's 6'2", the right-hander. 180 pounds, a 23-year-old out of Louisiana Tech. Seventh-round pickup by the Marlins in this past year's 2022 draft. The righty delivers first pitch fastball, 92, misses down in the zone for ball one. Well, if the Krieger family is listening, love to hear from you on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. The 1-0 chopped up the middle two-hopper for Schobel. He's up with it. Throw across the diamond. Cape down to Montgomery for the 6-3 putout. Had to flip my defensive sheet right there. One up, one down to kick things off here in the top half of the sixth. Krieger appearing in his fourth game on the season. His third game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. No wins, one loss, despite a 0.00 ERA. Might have to dig deeper into that one as the first pitch to Urbina misses down and away. How do you lose a game without giving up a run? It was unearned. Three innings pitched, three hits allowed in his brief campaign here with Jupiter. The 1-0, it's like a slider, misses just off the edge of the plate. Urbina has two of the six hits tonight for Fort Myers, the 2-0. Right down Main Street for a called strike one. Two-one. Runs inside right at the shoe tops. Urbina flew out to right in the first, singled in the second, singled in the fourth. Stands in the 3-1. Grounded sharply, foul down the third baseline. Third pitcher on the evening for the Jupiter Hammerheads, as they are in complete command of this one. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. First strikeout as a Jupiter Hammerhead for Kyle Krieger. Two up, two down here in the top half of the sixth. That'll bring up Tanner Schobel to the plate. Schobel 0 for 3 on the evening with a strikeout. Batting 273 on the year is the shortstop. The first pitch, filthy slider, just misses on the outside corner. Krieger working from the first base side of the rubber. Out of the windup, the 1-0 skied out to right. Playable for Brady Allen. He's going to move in a few steps and make the catch. And the side is retired in order. A clean frame for Kyle Krieger. No runs, no hits, no errors. One strikeout in the inning. We're going to the home half here in the sixth. 9-1 Hammerheads.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S.
And we're back here in the home half of the sixth. New pitcher out on the mound. Third pitcher on the evening for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Zachiel Fuentes will take the hill. 6'1", 160 pounds is the 21-year-old out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Appearing in his third game here with the Mighty Muscles. Getting set to face Brady Allen at the dish. Ready on ready matchup. The first pitch misses well wide for ball one. Fuentes appearing in his third game. Here with Fort Myers, small sample size, 15.43 ERA, just 2 1/3 innings pitched. The 1-0 is wide. It'll reach the backstop. 4 earned runs allowed in those 2 1/3 innings of work, just 2 hits allowed. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Has given up 1 home run ball. 2-0, jumping all over to Brady Allen. He's going to foul it. Right above our heads. Should have brought my glove. Left side of the infield expecting a dead pull right here. Rosario and Schoble deep in the hole. 2-1, jammed him in on the hands. This one skied first base side. It'll reach the stands and out of play. Oh, man. And that guy should have brought his glove. He's going to hear it from his wife. He even used two hands and still butchered it. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. Tries to paint the outside corner. Fastball 94, misses off the plate. Now, there's no more deflating feeling than having a foul ball come right into your hands and go in and out. The payoff pitch. Grounded sharply, third base side, past the bag. Azori is up with it. The third baseman fields it, throws hot corner to hot corner, 5-3 put out. One out here in the bottom half of the sixth. That almost hit the third base bag. A heck of a play by Azoria over at third. These third basemen chatting things up with Angel Espada, the third base coach and the manager for the Hammerheads. Both of them laughing at one another because I think both of them were expecting that to hit the third base bag. First pitch to Jake Thompson, fouled straight back. Thompson at the plate has had a decent night, maybe adequate. 3 hits, 3 doubles, 4 RBIs on the night. The 0-1 bounces in the dirt right at the shoe tops. I wonder if he was credited with a double in that last at-bat. He drove in 2 in the fourth. as he served that ball out to right field. Brady Allen scored all the way from first on that play. The 1-1. This ball is driven into left center field, tailing away from Baez. The center fielder will lay out, and he will make the catch. What a job by Luis Baez, flashing the leather, getting some grass stains on his shirt. Even though they're down 9-1, Baez will still flash the leather out there in center as he robs Jake Thompson of possibly his fourth double on the evening. Two up, two down for the Hammerheads here in the sixth. Love to see the effort. Javier Sanoa steps to the plate. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside edge. I don't think Sanoa's going to challenge that. Up by 8 runs right now. The 0-1. Fouled straight back to the netting. Sanoa looking to join the party, 0-3 on the evening. Looking to extend his hitting streak right now. It's an 8-game hitting streak, a 12-game on-base streak. The 0-2. He's going to serve this out into right center field, and he extends it. It'll dunk right over the head of Cespedes into right field for a base hit. The 13th hit of the ball game for the Hammerheads. Sanoa now a 9-game hitting streak and a 13-game on-base streak. 1-4 now on the evening. That'll bring up Torin Montgomery to the plate. Montgomery, a pair of runs scored to go along with 2 hits. RBI single back in the third. First pitch. Jammed him, fouled back into our right. Hitting a solid 310 so far on the season. Playing in his 9th game here with Jupiter. The 0-1 lays off the breaking ball. It's caught a strike on the outer third. Third baseman Azoria playing a no doubles defense, hugging the line behind the bag over at third. Shortstop Schobel deep in the hole. Second baseman Cespedes pinching him up the middle. Right on the cutout of that pizza pie line that they have. 1-2, swing and a miss. Side is retired here in the home half of the sixth. It's been a while, but the Hammerheads put up a goose egg here in their home half of the sixth. They still lead 9-1 as we head to the seventh.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
We're back here in the top half of the seventh. Heart of the Order do up for the miracle. Cardenas, Cavaco, and Rosario do up. Kyle Krieger back out for his second inning of work. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. 9 runs on 13 hits and an error for the good guys. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for the mighty muscles. The 1-0. This ball is driven out to left field, sky high. It's a mile high. Ranging over is the left fielder, Thompson. He's going to run out of room and out of play. Yidi Capé has to get back to his shortstop position. He was all the way over there, the speedy shortstop. Krieger back on the rubber. The 1-1. Misses wide. Cardenas 0-for-2 on the evening. He walked and scored the lone run for the Mighty Muscles back in the first inning. They've been kept off the board since then. 2-1 skied out of the stadium, first base side. Luckily, I parked on the left side of the stadium tonight. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Jammed him in on the hands, slow roller up the middle. Capay's going to have to hurry. He fields it, the throw in time, nearly pulls Montgomery off the bag. He keeps his footing. 6-3 put out for the first out to kick things off here in the top half of the seventh. I'll bring up Keoni Cavaco to the plate. 1-for-2 with a double tonight. Solid job by the three pitchers so far for the Hammerheads pitching staff. Krieger will start him off with a slider, catches the outside corner for a called strike one. The 0-1 skied into the bleachers just in front of the Cassidy Cool Zone down the right field line. And we don't need John C. Cassidy tonight because it's a nice, beautiful evening, low humidity down here in South Florida. The 0-2 comes in, cues it off the end of the bat, fighting to stay alive as Cavaco. Filthy slider right there by Krieger. Righty winds in the 0-2. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled at the backstop. The 0-2 one more time. Tries to paint the outside corner. Looked like a changeup right there. Cavaco lays off. It's a ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goes back to the changeup. Cavaco flails at it, well out in front of that pitch. 6 strikeouts now on the evening for the Hammerhead pitching staff.
Right fielder number 25, Kalai Rosario.
Kalai Rosario will step to the plate 1-for-2 on the night. Singled in his last at-bat, he'll take the first pitch right down Broadway for a called strike one, looking 92 on the gun by Krieger. Working quickly, the 0-1. He's in a rhythm, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Time is called, trying to throw the rhythm off of Kyle Krieger out on the hill. The 0-2. Slider down in the dirt. Left-hander warming up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads, third base side. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Krieger retires the side in order. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. 2 strikeouts in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Stretch time here at the Dean. Headed to the bottom half of the seventh. 9-1 Hammerheads.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California,
Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eight, 9-1, due up for the Hammerheads. They lead 9-1 here in the bottom half of the seventh over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Cam Barstad followed by Chase Luttrell, then flip it back to the top of the order. Yeedy Cafe due up this half inning. Barstad 1-for-2 with an RBI double so far tonight. Zachary Alpentes back out for his second inning of work. The righty working out of the stretch delivers from the belt. The first pitch misses high and wide for ball one. Cameron walked in the second inning in his first at-bat. RBI double in the third, struck out, swinging back in the fifth. He'll lay off the 1-0 down in the zone. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Fuentes gets the one he wants from Cardenas. The 2-0 misses off the plate. It's like number 39, Evan Taylor, warming up in the bullpen along the third base side for Jupiter. 3-0, it's a four-pitch walk issued to the leadoff hitter, Cameron Barstad, his second walk of the evening. Very disciplined at-bats by the Hammerheads so far tonight.
Center fielder, number 7, Chase Luttrell.
Looking to take the lead in this six-game series as they have split the first two. Chase Luttrell stepping into the plate. Pair of RBIs tonight for Chase. He'll lay off the first pitch down in the zone. Five straight balls, and that'll warrant a visit to the mound by Cardenas. Going to chat things up with his battery mate. Luttrell, RBI single in the second, RBI single in his last at-bat back in the fifth. It's a 2-1 score over in Clearwater between the Mets and the Threshers. 8-4, Dunedin leads Tampa. In the bottom half of the seventh, the 1-0, Luttrell lays off down at the shoe tops. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Over in Bradenton, they're in the bottom half of the eighth. Marauders lead 6-3 over the Redbirds. The 2-0 jammed him in on the hands. This one skied out the left. Playable for Misael Urbina. He'll make the catch just shy of the warning track. F7 put out for the first out here in the bottom half of the seventh. We'll bring up the speedster Yeedy Cafe to the plate. 1-for-4 on the evening. First pitch. Flails at the slider, down and away. He was fooled on that one. 8 out of the 9 in the starting lineup for the Hammerheads have registered a hit so far tonight as a ball comes in from the bullpen. As the pitch comes into Cafe, it was called off. I think both pitches were ruled a ball. The ball that came in from the bullpen and the pitch to the plate. Count remains 0-1, however. Pickoff throw to first, back safely head first is Barstad. I'm not sure Barstad, out of all people, will be trying to steal here. One, given his speed. Two, with an 8-run lead here in the bottom half of the seventh. But nonetheless, Fuentes throws over. He's back on the rubber. The 0-1 breaking ball misses just above the letters. 9-1 score, bottom half of the seventh here in game 3. Of the six-game series. on the Thirsty Thursday night at the Dean. The 1-1. Slider has Capé fooled again. Swing and a miss. Capé trying to pull off on that ball. He has a big hole along the right-hand side of the infield. Second baseman Cespedes shifted up the middle right up against that pie line that they have at second base now. The 1-2. This ball's flared into left field. Going down and getting it is Capé. He's going to dunk it into left field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Barstead. Second hit of the ball game for Yidi Capé. It'll put runners at first and second here with one out, bringing up Joe Mack to the plate. Mack's had himself a night so far. Reached base safely in three of his four at-bats. Walked in the first, singled and scored in the third, walked in the fourth, and then a sac fly RBI in the fifth. Trying to do some damage here. He's got men at second and first. Right side of the infield, deep in the hole. First pitch, a healthy cut, swing and a miss, late on the 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Oh-1. Foul tipped into the glove of Cardenas. That wind starting to whip around coming off the Atlantic Ocean down there out in the right field. The 0-2. Misses low. I think the umpire, Alex Laurie, might have to correct the scoreboard operator. Scoreboard says 2-1, counts actually 1-2. And it's corrected. The 1-2 from Puentes. Misses low. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 men on, 1 out. Outfield playing straight away. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle against the left-handed hitting Mack. 2-2. Lays off the breaking ball down in the zone. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Probably won't see the runners in motion here, given the 9-1 score. Payoff pitch. Fastball misses low in the zone. Cardenas tried framing it. He held his glove there for a good moment. Hoping to get that call from Alex Laurie. Capé moves up to second. Barstad moves down to third. It'll load the bases up for Jacob Berry, as that'll bring a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Carlos Hernandez. Mentioned it last night. They actually have 2 pitching coaches listed for the Mighty Muscles, Carlos Hernandez and Jared Gaynor, so it's almost a guessing game. I wonder if they rock, paper, scissor to see who goes out to the mound. Yeah, the loser has to go out to the mound to make that trek. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. Got the binoculars working. It looks like Malik Barrington for the Mighty Muscles warming up along the first base side. Evan Taylor, the lefty, warming up in the bullpen along the third base side for the Hammerheads. Jacob Berry strides to the plate, the lone man in the lineup without a hit tonight for Jupiter. Trying to pull the reverse jinx here. Berry did reach base back in the fourth on a fielder's choice, came around to score. This one's grounded up the middle, could be two. Stepping on the bag is Schoble, the shortstop. Throw down to first in time. 6-3 double play to retire the side as the bases are left loaded here in the bottom half of the seventh. One of the rare goose eggs for the Hammerheads tonight on the scoreboard. They still lead 9-1 as we head to the eighth here in Jupiter, Florida.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the eighth. We got a new pitcher out of the mound, the southpaw. Evan Taylor, number 39, will take the hill. 6'4", every bit of 250 pounds, is the 22-year-old. He's a Razorback out of Arkansas. 9th-round pick by the Miami Marlins in this past 2022 draft. So far, so good for Evan Taylor, appearing in his third game. No wins, no losses, has yet to yield a run in 2 2/3 innings of work. He struck out 2, just walked 1. Coming out of the SEC over there in Arkansas. Getting set to face 6, 7, and 8. Due up for the Mighty Muscles this half inning. 9-1 ball game. Already 14 hits for the Hammerheads tonight compared to just 6 for the Mighty Muscles. Ruble Cespedes steps in, batting from the left-hand side. First pitch. Squares around, shows bunt, pulls back. It's taken for a called strike 1. Not sure if you want to bunt right now for a single trailing 9-1, but that's just me. The 0-1. Little sidewind arm delivery by Taylor. Swung on and fouled back. Starts out of the windup, does Taylor, and he dips down. Releases that ball pretty much right at his hip. The 0-2 sidewind slider lays off the Cespedes. Love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. I know you're listening. Give me a shout-out. Love to give you one back. The 1-2. Broken bat. Dribbler back to the mound. Taylor will field his position. The throw down to first in time. Heck of a play by Evan Taylor. Fielding it along the third base side of the mound. 1-3. Put out, one up, one down to kick things off here in the eighth. That'll bring up LaRon Smith to the plate. First pitch, starts him off on the outside corner, just misses for ball 1. Smith 0 for 2, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, right in between the 4 and the 0 of his number. The 1-0 backdoor slider catches the heart of the plate for a called strike 1 looking. One. Another backdoor slider. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's in for a called strike, too. Does he come back one more time with it? Winds from the face. The 1-2 tries to paint the outside corner with a fastball, misses wide. Smith hitting 214 on the season, a homer to go along with 8 RBIs. The 2-2. Backdoor slider, grounded, slow roller. Going to be a tough play. Barry's going to have to hurry. The third baseman charges in and makes that look routine. Heck of a play by Jacob Barry over at the hot corner. 5-3 put out.
Number 2, Daniel Osorio.
Two up, two down for Evan Taylor. That'll bring up the 8-hitter, Daniel Osorio. 0-3 on the evening. First pitch to the right-handed hitter. Paints the outside corner for a called strike 1. Taylor's fastball is going to sit in between 89 and 91 for the most part. He's not going to overpower you, but just live off of location and that deceptive delivery. This one's grounded left side. Sliding grab by Capé. He's up with it. A one-hop throw to first. Montgomery unable to pick it out of the dirt as it'll get past him. Nice job backing up the play by Cameron Barstad. A heck of an effort by Yidi Capé.
The center fielder, number 11, Luis Baez.
That's the seventh hit on the evening for Fort Myers. Can't rule that an error as Capé, the shortstop, was deep in the hole. It was a wise, he knew he had to throw a one-hopper over to first to have any kind of chance. Nine-hitter Luis Baez steps into the plate. Bats from the right-hand side, the first pitch. Just misses on the inner third, right at the knees. Baez 1-for-3 with a single tonight. The 1-0. Pitch in and out of the glove of Barstad. He loses sight of it. Goes in and out of his glove. Trickles down the first baseline. Moving up to second is Azoria. Certainly not ruled a wild pitch by Taylor. Runner in scoring position, two outs, 2-0 count. The pitch, called a strike on the inner third. Hammy the Hammerhead getting the fans riled up along the first baseline. Right on top of the dugout of Fort Myers. 2-1. Fouled at the plate. Good size crowd here on this beautiful Thursday evening. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Zoria leads away from second. From the belt, Taylor delivers. Backdoor slider, called third strike, freezes him for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the eighth. No runs in the inning on just one hit. No errors. We're headed to the home half of the eighth here in Jupiter, Florida. 9-1, Hammerheads lead.
Feels different. It could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the eighth. New pitcher out on the mound for the Mighty Muscles will be Malik Barrington, the right-hander. 6'2", 236 pounds, the 24-year-old out of Albany State. 26th game he's appearing in for Fort Myers. Righty-on-righty matchup. Brady Allen at the plate, the first pitch. lays off upstairs in the zone. 3-5 record for Barrington on the season, a 2.95 ERA. 31 hits allowed in 42 and two-thirds innings of work. He's working strictly out of the stretch. He's set up the letters. The 1-0 misses wide. Pretty good numbers. 60 strikeouts in those 42-plus innings of work and just 19 walks. Opponents hitting a feeble 199 off the new right-hander. The 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss has him fooled on the breaking ball. Allen having a good night at the plate, 2-for-4 with a double and a single, pair of runs scored. Left side of the infield, deep in the hole along the left-hand side, right side of the infield shaded up the middle. 2-1, he lays off just on the outside corner. Had in the count, 3 balls and a strike. Outfield playing straight away here in this 9-1 ball game. Hammerhead's in complete command. Fell behind early in the top half of the first, but they answered the bell. 1 in the second, 4 in the third, 2 in each the fourth and the fifth. 3-1, misses off the plate. Allen will be a leadoff base runner. He's aboard for the third time tonight.
Hello, fielder number 31, Jake Thompson.
Now 6 walks on the evening for the Hammerhead offense. It's not just the 14 hits. They've been finding a way to get on base. Here's the dangerous Jake Thompson stepping to the plate. The first pitch lays off on the outside corner. Thompson 3 doubles tonight, 4 RBIs to go along with a pair of runs scored. Pickoff throw to first, back standing is Allen. Like I've been saying since the sixth inning, I'm not sure the Hammerheads are trying to swipe a bag with an 8-run lead, but Barrington keeping Allen close over at first. The 1-0 delivery. This ball's crushed out to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. This is foul. Right off the roof of the Cassidy cool zone. Thompson wants one here. One. This ball's roped right over the leaping glove of Smith. Down the right field line. This is going to go all the way to the corner. Making the turnaround second, heading into third is Allen. Stopping at second is Jake Thompson with just his 4th double on the evening. To put runners at second and third here with nobody out. I'll bring up Javier Sanoa to the plate. Sanoa, with his single in his last at-bat, extended his hitting streak to 9 games, his on-base streak to 13. He's got 2 ducks on the pond in scoring position. Barrington set at the letters the first pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one skied into the stands, first base side. Yeah, Sanoa had a rough start to the season. Hit 116 in the month of May before he was sent down to the rookie league, and he's come back red hot. The 0-1, he lays off down and away. Came back from his demotion. Hit 316 in the month of July. Followed that up so far, hitting 357 in the month of August, coming into tonight's ballgame. The 1-1 lays off. 58-foot breaking ball. Nice backhanded stab by Cardenas. Having a good series so far. 5-for-13 at the plate against Fort Myers. Allen leads from third, Thompson from second, nobody out. 9-1 score, the pitch. This ball's crushed out to left field, playable for Urbina. He's going to circle around it. The left fielder will make the catch. Tagging from third is Brady Allen. The throw will come into third. It's an RBI sacrifice fly. And double digits on the scoreboard for the Hammerheads. They now lead 10-1. Torrin Montgomery steps to the plate. 2-for-4 on the night. A pair of runs scored to go along with an RBI. Even 300 batting average so far in the season. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Montgomery producing in just his ninth game here with Jupiter early on. Hammerheads putting on a playoff push as we come down to the final 30 days of the season. He'll lay off the 0-1 down in the dirt. Barrington gets the one he wants from Cardenas. The 1-1 lays off down and away. Two-one, swing and a miss. Ask and you shall receive as we get a shout-out from the Krieger family. Kyle Krieger's parents, Chris and Tina, glad they're listening. On their way down to Jupiter, proud of their boy, and as they should be, as he locked things down here in the later innings. And just like that, it's that easy, folks, at RDC Broadcast. 2-2, Mrs. White. Three balls, two strikes, one out, 10-1 score. Thompson leads away from second. Barrington delivers payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Two outs in the inning, that'll bring up Cameron Barstad to the plate. Cam's been aboard three times tonight. RBI double in the third, pair of walks. First pitch. Backdoor slider just misses on the outside edge. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Right side of the infield, expecting a pull. The 1-0, check swing at the plate. Barstad did not go around. Game 4 of this 6-game series will take place tomorrow evening on a Friday night. Lisa Pride, Thomas Lane will be with you. The 2-0 misses upstairs. Good eye by Cam. The long set, the 3-0. Caught a strike right of the letters. Generous call right there by home plate umpire Alex Laurie. Crowd still having a good time here on this thirsty Thursday evening. Beautiful night down here in Jupiter. Not muggy at all. The 3-1, a healthy cut, swing and a miss. Hopefully Kyle Krieger's parents came in just at the right time. Should be a good weekend down here in South Florida. It'll be hot, but lack of humidity is always a plus. The payoff pitch with two outs. Runs inside right at the shoe tops. Barstad will take first on his third walk of the evening. That'll bring up the nine hitter, Chase Luttrell, making a name for himself out of that nine spot. A big three-run blast in last night's ballgame to tie the score. He has a pair of RBI singles tonight, as we're going to have a meeting to the mound. Pitching coach Carlos Hernandez will trot out there. One of two pitching coaches I mentioned earlier for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Ten runs, 15 hits, and just one error for the Hammerheads. One run, seven hits, no errors for the Mighty Muscles. And for my own selfish reasons, I'm hoping Jacob Berry gets one more chance at the plate tonight. Everybody has reached base safely for the Hammerheads. Berry, the lone man in the Hammerhead lineup to register a hit tonight. The first pitch to Luttrell, swing and a miss. Almost want to say kick them while they're down. The 0-1 runs inside. A bunch of multi-hit games all throughout the lineup here. I got a messy scorebook right now. Thompson from second, Barstad from first. The 1-1. Call it a strike on the outer third. Just past 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. Glad you're joining us. Brian Loftus here on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network. The 1-2. Grounded right side. Three hopper to Cespedes. Second baseman's up with it. Throw down to Smith over at first. For the final out on the side is retired here in the bottom half of the eighth. Hammerheads three outs away from closing the book on this one. They lead 10-1 as we head to the ninth.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the ninth here at the Dean. 10-1 Hammerheads in complete command of this ballgame. Evan Taylor headed back out to the mound for his second inning of work. Gonna have to close it out. Facing the top of the order for Fort Myers, Urbina, Schoble, and Cardenas do up this half inning. It's been a good night of baseball for Jupiter, to say the least. Not just in the hit department, but finding ways to get on base via the walk. Some scores around the lead real quick. They went to extra innings on the West Coast over in Clearwater. 2-2 between the Mets and the Threshers. High-scoring game over in Dunedin between the Blue Jays and the Tarpons. 8-6 Blue Jays lead there in the top half of the ninth. Tampa with a go-ahead run at the plate. Tied at 2. Up the road in Daytona between them and the Marauders. First pitch skied out to center field. Brady Allen has this one sized up. Excuse me, Chase Luttrell is out in center field tonight. Luttrell has this one sized up. One pitch, one out to kick things off here in the ninth. Got to bring up Tanner Schoble to the plate. Schoble 0 for 4 tonight. Bats from the right-hand side against the lefty Evan Taylor, the first pitch. Tries to paint the outside corner, misses wide for ball one. The 1-0. Misses wide. Major league scores. The Marlins won this afternoon against the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 3-0. Pains me to say that. The 2-0. Grounded sharply third base side. It'll trickle foul. Marlins got out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam in the bottom half of the ninth. It's a solid pitching staff they have up at the big league club. 2-1, backdoor slider just misses off the plate. The 3-1. Sky down the right field line. This is slicing foul. Lefty soft tossing in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Edison Suriel warming up. I wouldn't really call it warming up. He's just playing catch out there. This ball is going to go in between first and second into right field for a base hit. Defensive swing by Schoble. He's aboard for the first time tonight. One out single that'll bring up Noah Cardenas to the plate.
The catcher, number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Cardenas 0 for 3 with a walk. Scored the lone run for the Miracle back in the first inning to give the Miracle the Mighty Muscles, sorry. First pitch misses down and in. Fort Myers changed their name a couple years ago from the Miracle to the Mighty Muscles. The 1-0 misses off the plate. It's almost tough calling the Cleveland baseball franchise the Guardians or the Washington football team the Commanders. The 2-0. Paints a fastball on the outside edge. He does not get the call. Count runs 3-0. The 3-0. Call it a strike on the outside edge as I'm getting some text messages up here in the booth. Shout out to Jacob Jackson listening. Wonder if he has a Twitter. Something tells me I'm going to get another text message. Schoble leads away from first. The 3-1. Grounded sharply to short. Backhanded stab by Capay. This could be two. Flip to second for one. Down to first in time. Ball game over. Take care. Comb your hair. Hammerheads win 10-1. 10 runs, 15 hits, and an error for the good guys. A run on 8 hits. No errors for the Mighty Muscles. No miracle in store for them tonight. As we're going to send you to a quick commercial break. We'll be back with the postgame right after this here in Jupiter, Florida.
Why's the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Hammerheads take game three of this six-game series by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 15 hits, and one error for the good guys. One run on eight hits, no errors for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Kyle Krieger picks up the win. He improves to 1-1 on the season. Starting pitcher Jonathan Lavelle takes the loss. He falls to 0-1 on the season. It was a solid night of baseball. Jupiter Hammerheads 5-for-16 with runners in scoring position. They left 11 men on base. The Mighty Muscles could not capitalize. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. 11 men left on bases. This game took 2 hours and 41 minutes to play in front of 768 patrons here on this thirsty Thursday evening. A great job by the Hammerheads bullpen tonight. 6 shutout innings of 6-hit ball. It was a good one. Yuri Montero, Kyle Krieger, and Evan Taylor combined for those 6 shutout innings while striking out 5. More importantly, no walks. My Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game has to go to Jake Thompson. What a great name for Jake. 4-for-5, 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored. I think they kind of shortchanged him. He's only credited for 3 doubles tonight. I had him written down for 4, but Jake Thompson, a heck of a job going 4-for-5 tonight out of the 5 spot in the lineup. Has that batting average up to .394 so far on the season. A bunch of multi-hit games. Yidi Capé 2-for-5 on the night. Brady Allen 2-for-4. Torin Montgomery tearing the cover off the ball 2-for-5. And Chase Luttrell out of the 9 spot. Way to be Chase. 2-for-5 with a pair of RBIs in tonight's ballgame. Hammerheads lead this 6-game series 2-1. Game 4 coming at you live tomorrow evening. Lisa Pride and Thomas Lane will be with you. I'm Brian Loftus signing off tonight here at the Dean. Hammerheads win game 3 by a score of 10-1.